Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Myrna Joy, editor, publisher, reporter for the Wayland Reporter newspaper, set to publish its final edition on January 27th.
How did you get to this point to say I'm going to hang up the Wayland Reporter after 20 years?
I got to this point because we had lost a lot of advertisers. Partly that's because of COVID, and partly it's just because newspapers are kind of not as important to people as social media at this point, I believe. And it was time. At my age, I decided I'd rather do something else than spend my own money to make the publication continue, so I made the decision.
So how long has the Wayland Reporter been around? About 20 years, right?
Yes, it will start on 20 years in June. And I thought I could make it through the 20 years, but it's just not going to be possible.
How'd you get it started?
Wayne Beachy from Kelowna, a lot of people know him, came and offered me this idea. He had a brainstorm to do a free publication that would go out to the Waco community and be sponsored by local businesses and the school district, putting in a center section. And he wanted me to be the editor and writer and photojournalist and different things like that. And I said, well, we'll give it a try. So I took over and eventually bought it from his organization and kept going. We have a lot of support from local writers and people who submit items, and it's been wonderful. And I wanted to make sure that people knew that when Wayne Beachy started this as a free publication, we have continued that all these years. So the Waco community, Wayland, Crawfordsville, Old, Swedesburg, and then anyone who attends Waco or has a connection, teachers and staff, they receive a free paper every month. And then we do have like 250 subscribers from out of the community. But basically, 1,400 papers go out free every month. And you can't support that if you don't have the money coming in. So that's part of it was COVID. I really believe that. And part of it was new times.
How do you compare the edition that you put out 20 years ago versus here in the 20th century?
Well, somebody just read some of my articles they'd never read, and they said that I'm a better writer than I was 20 years ago. So that's good. They were very small. It was like the size of a shopper. The Waco school did an insert where the kids and the principal and Fred Haber all put together the insert and would submit it as paper, pre-press. So that was really exciting. People enjoyed that. Then they both retired, and it just became local kids and teachers submitting items instead of putting it all together. Then we ended up putting it together.
When you look back, can you pinpoint one of your biggest stories or what your favorite topics were to cover?
Oh, we always loved doing the school and anything that was going on in the community, of course. There was a couple of bomb scares at Waco, and that was pretty impressive, you know, and different. The one time they did an accident reenactment where they involved the kids and they staged it. It was put together by the Henry County Sheriff's Department and our local police officer, Ron Roth. And they had kids involved in what looked like several motor vehicle accidents. It was pretty dramatic. And then they would bring the kids out of the school, and then they would talk to them about drunk driving or driving distracted and things like that. And then they went in and they held a fake funeral in the school for the one student that supposedly died. And it was pretty powerful. That was one of the most valuable lessons that the kids got through the newspaper. We covered it pretty thoroughly.
What's your favorite type of stories to write about?
Oh, I love humor. Anything that's fun or comedic in the community. We also love to do the parades every year, graduations, Christmas time, and Santa letters. The children from Waco Elementary always turned in their Santa letters, and that was always a highlight to read the fun things that they wrote.
Any other memories that come to mind when you look back at the 20 years of putting together the Wayland Reporter?
Oh, memories. There's lots of them. The biggest thing, I think, is making friends from across United States. We have some readers in Canada. We had some in Mexico at one time. But people send little notes in when they renew their subscriptions. We do have a few subscribers from across the nation. They always put what they like the most or little memories of Wayland, things like that. We have a town trivia section in the paper that people, especially those who graduated or have moved away from here, always enjoyed. They would submit papers and then people would try to guess who was in the pictures. So it would bring out more stories from the past, which was always fun.
Anything you want readers to know about as far as your final edition coming out on January 27th?
Well, I had to cry about it. That's always sad to do something different. But I have loved doing it Sometimes it's been stressful. Sometimes it's just been the pure joy of doing it. And the best thing about the whole thing is all the friends that I've made over the years. So that's been wonderful. I really, really appreciate everyone who's pitched in and helped. I couldn't begin to mention everyone or I'd forget someone. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who helped. Just pray God bless each one of them. And thank you for all your years of support.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Myrna Joy of the Wayland Reporter. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.